Get ready to be mesmerized. Get ready to be entertained. Get ready to be informed. And most of all, get ready to listen. The latest sports news, great interviews, and the best coverage from around the nation's capital. It's Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the district, right now on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio. Here's your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson.
Welcome to another edition of Listen In with KNN, presented by Fox Sports Radio, 96.9 FM and 1340 AM, with me, your host, Kelsey Nicole Nelson, joined as always as we round out the month of May by my co-host, Ray Jones. Ray, how are you?
What's up, Kelsey? How you doing?
I'm fabulous, Ray. We're winding out May, and before you know it, it's June, and you know what that means. It's NBA Finals time, so I'm excited to talk about that on today's show. We'll be joined by Christina Bushwell, a sports journalist. We'll be talking sports with us. So to all those listening, you know what that means. It's time to sit back, relax, and get ready to listen in and follow along with the conversation on social media using hashtag ListenInWithKNN. Now we'll hand it over to my co-host Ray Jones to give us this week in sports history, and hopefully he'll spare us from a lame, corny joke this week. Ray, go ahead.
All right, let's get right into it. May 28, 2016, the Golden State Warriors' great Klay Thompson sank an NBA playoff record 11 three-pointers to power the Warriors to a 108-101 comeback win against the Oklahoma City Thunder in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals. The Warriors actually came back from a 3-1 deficit in that series to go to the finals, and that following summer, Kevin Durant wound up joining the Golden State Warriors. So this game may have changed and altered history for years to come because it forced Kevin Durant to realize that he wasn't going to get it done at Oklahoma City. Kelsey, what you got for us?
And I am going to go further back than you, but you have to say the rest of history because now look at KD and Clay. But not going to get that excited yet before NBA Finals. I'm going to May 27th, 1968, where I am honoring the late, great George Halas, who after 48 years of coaching the Chicago Bears, retired. So Chicago Bears fans know I'm talking about. And just to educate the people that don't know him, he was the only person associated with the NFL throughout the first 50 years. He coached the Bears for 40 seasons, people, and 6 NFL titles. Basically, he did it all right, so I had to salute him on hanging it up. Most people don't stick around that long, Ray, anymore, so it's good he was around in the early days of the NFL. So I had to remember that, but we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our very special guest, so stay tuned.
Advertisement and sponsorship opportunities are now available for Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM, Fox Sports Radio, WHAP.
Welcome back to Listen In with KNN, the sports sound of the DMV. I am Ray Jones, along with Kelsey Nicole Nelson. Join us in welcoming Christina Bushwell from the nationally syndicated Bobby Bones Morning Show. Welcome to the show, Christina.
Hey, thank you guys so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
We're excited to have you. Before we move any further in the interview, we want to go ahead and start off with our normal, we call this our icebreaker game. It's called This or That. Basically, I'll give you two options, and you decide which one you prefer. You ready to go?
Okay, let's do it.
All right. Five Guys burger or In-N-Out burger?
Five Guys. Not an In-N-Out burger fan.
Wow. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Connecticut, but I lived in L.A. for 2 years, and everybody was shocked that I did not like In-N-Out.
Yeah, I'm because usually people love In-N-Out off their first try, so that's what I said.
Oh, yeah, they're crazy for it.
I love it. I'm not going to lie to you. I love it. All right, NBA or NFL?
I'd have to say NFL.
What's your team?
The Steelers. Huge Steelers fan.
We might have to get into that later on. Okay. Gatorade or Powerade?
Gatorade, for sure.
Coke or Pepsi?
Coke.
Sweet potato pie or pumpkin pie?
Not a big pie fan, but definitely pumpkin pie.
Okay. Android or iPhone?
iPhone, for sure.
Facebook or Twitter?
Twitter, all the way. I don't think I've used Facebook since high school, maybe. It's been a long time.
Facebook's for the old people, right? That's what they say. All right, DC Comics or Marvel Comics?
You know, I'm not a giant fan of either one, but maybe Marvel. I mean, I don't watch either, to be quite honest, so I'm just kind of picking with whatever my friends go with. So wherever I get dragged to the movies, that's what I'm watching.
Gotcha. So are you an early mornings person or a late night person?
So I definitely am a late night person, but with working on the Bobby Bones show, I have to be up at work at 4 a.m. So I'm kind of forced to be a morning person as of late. But I'd have to say I'm definitely a late night person.
Gotcha. All right. Amazon Prime or Netflix?
Netflix. Netflix has everything.
Okay. And I always have a follow up with this Netflix question. Is it your account?
It is not. I feel like not many people have their own account. They just share it with a bunch of people. I share it with my family.
Yeah, Netflix has probably like 3 official users, and everybody else is just a bunch of bastards.
Exactly. I'm like, everybody just kind of uses each other's. It's fine.
All right. And I actually have a bonus question for you since you said you were a Steelers fan. So
ooh,
I'm going to
okay.
take a little bit of controversy with this one. Juju or Antonio Brown?
Juju.
You feel the type of way right now, or would that be your answer if I asked you 2 years ago?
Definitely would not have been my answer if you asked me 2 years ago. I think, I don't know, I'm very big on loyalty to a team. I'm very big on sportsmanship. And I've ranted about this for weeks now. I think with all the drama that happened lately, I'm not a fan of that. There's no need for that on the field. You know, there's no need for that for you to come back at old teammates. Not a fan of that anymore. I think Juju is now the face of the franchise, and I am all about it.
All right. Well, we got you nice and open for this one. So I definitely want to get more into that Steelers information. But before we get any further, let's give us more information about yourself. Let's go ahead and give us a quick rundown of your biography.
Okay. So 2 years ago, I graduated from the University of Kentucky. And then from there, I moved to LA and worked for ESPN SportsCenter. And then worked for NFL Network in their podcast department as a producer. And then now I'm living in Nashville working for the Bobby Bones Morning Show.
Nice. You have such a great resume. And first of all, shout out to University of Kentucky. You guys obviously know your sports stuff. And Christina, I have to say, I love having a woman on this show that knows her sports. And also, you're the first person that has said pumpkin pie. So you are 2 out of 3 for me. The only flaw is that you're a Steelers fan. And I was born and bred in Baltimore Ravens country, so that's the only flaw. But we still have you back. We'll still have you back on this show. I promise. But saying that to say, of course, it's NBA finals time, and everyone is preparing for Thursday night. But one thing everyone is talking about, Christina, is the Giannis Antetokounmpo walkout of the presser. Did you actually see that at all?
I did not. I actually missed that.
Yeah, so after the game, and of course after they lost, the tough loss, the 194 loss, ESPN's Malika Andrews had asked a question, basically asking Chris Middleton and Giannis if they felt their experience was a factor in their elimination in the Eastern Conference Finals. And it wasn't clear if Giannis took offense to the question or if it was because she wrote a piece that he might be heading out of Milwaukee when he becomes a free agent, but he simply looked at her and got up and left. It was kind of uncharacteristic of Giannis. But saying that to say, after we saw that game 6 that was a thriller in Toronto, what do you think Giannis's future is with the Milwaukee Bucks?
You know, I think at this point in his career, it might be best to look somewhere else. And clearly a question like that made him uncomfortable. I think in any player's career, there comes a point where you need to think, okay, so what's best for me? Should I stay here? Is my time running up here? Should I look elsewhere and see if my talent could be capitalized with another franchise? I don't think that he's in the wrong to be looking somewhere else. You know, I think that he's a fantastic player and his talent will be used. I don't think that he's in the wrong for looking somewhere else. And clearly he was uncomfortable with the question. So I guess we'll see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
All right, would follow up to that though, when you say he should look in somewhere else, do you have any suggestions of what team he may be the better fit to go to?
You know, I think as of right now, what'll be interesting to see is how the draft plays out and where everybody goes, what kind of talent everybody needs. I think right now the biggest talk of the town is, you know, Zion and all of these powerhouse players coming out of college right now. I think that, you know, once we kind of see how the draft shakes out everybody can kind of take a breather for a second and see what do we all need. And I think that there are a lot of teams that really need people. You know, I think the Lakers really need people. I think the Knicks really need people. So I think that it'll be kind of interesting to see where everybody starts to go. And then once everybody has a breather can kind of, you know, make those trades happen. I think it'll be interesting to see where he goes. I'm not quite sure right now. I think I'd like to see how the next few weeks play out and then, you know, make my decision on where I think he should go. But I think that it might be best if he does leave and try a new city.
You know, I agree with you to that point. And it will still feel weird because I feel like, of course, now he's been like the face of the franchise and he's given the Bucks hope. And he's put eyes on the Bucks team that not a lot of us had our eyes on before then. But saying that to say, NBA Finals, of course, is coming up. And Christina, many are already writing off the Toronto Raptors, maybe everyone except Drake. And I guess everyone in Jurassic Park.
I am not writing them off. I'm all for this Raptors team.
Okay, good. So who do you think wins the NBA Finals and in how many games?
I think, honestly, what I think is so awesome about this NBA Finals in particular is I'm in love with the storyline of both of these teams. I think the Warriors have a chance to prove that they could be and quite possibly are a fantastic dynasty. They're a team you're going to look back on 10, 15, 20 years from now and say, wow, what a fantastic team that was and what could be. So I think that they have such a chance to prove that they are awesome and they are a powerhouse. However, this Raptors team, how can you not love that storyline of this is their first NBA Finals in franchise history? I mean, that buzzer beater that Kawhi hit, like, how could you not have felt how cool that was? I felt like everybody in the country was a Raptors fan at that moment. I was a Raptors fan at that moment. So I think I'd like to see the Raptors win. I think it's going to go all seven games because I really think that these two teams are pretty evenly matched. I just think it depends on whether or not the Warriors can stay as intense as they've been and whether or not the Raptors can stay focused.
And Christina, with that, let me ask you a similar question to the Giannis question. Kawhi is actually a free agent this summer. What are your thoughts on his free agency? Should he stay with Toronto or should he look elsewhere as well? Or does it depend on the outcome of the finals?
I think that's also something that depends on the outcome of the finals because he did exactly what he wanted. He went to a team where he knew that he could take a team to wherever he wanted them to go, and he's brought them there. He has played with such intensity and such drive that he knows exactly what he wants to do. He is a perfect match with this team, and I think that if he were to stay, they very well could be back again next season. I think that they've got such a great group of guys right now, but it also, depending on the outcome of the finals and you know how the draft plays out, I think you've got a couple of guys who are up for contract extensions and who are up for free agency. He very well could leave. I think it might be in his best interest to stay, see where he can take this team and if they could be back again next year.
That's interesting because I just, like you said earlier about Giannis should leave, it seems like Giannis should have more loyalty to the Bucks. Like he's been there longer. This is only Kawhi's first year with the Raptors. We want him to stay. But let's go back to what you said earlier today. We were talking about the Steelers. You had an issue with Antonio Brown. So let me just ask the question. What's your thoughts about the way Le'Veon Bell handled his situation and his impending free agency?
I think what's really interesting is at first, as a fan, I was so disappointed that two of my favorite players, two of my favorite athletes in this Steelers organization decided to, in my eyes, turn against the organization that has given them so much, and they decided to seek other opportunities. After I, you know, took a few minutes, looked at it from all angles, I thought that the way Le'Veon Bell went about his situation was, it was all just a business decision. He felt that he could go somewhere else to maximize his talent, get a little bit more money, and be used in a different way than the Steelers were using him. I see no problem in that. At first, I was, you know, not really a fan of it. I was like, all right, really? You're going to sit out? This is awful. I'm a fan. I want you out there. But I see no problem with it. I think that he saw that his time was coming to an end with this particular organization, and he, as a businessman, wanted to seek out something better for him. Perfectly fine with that. I think the way Antonio Brown went about it was really selfish. He played the entire season and then turned against his team when we needed him most. he didn't play to his full potential in the playoffs last year, and that really hurt us. And then to go back and, you know, make a big media spectacle of calling out former players and what guys have said in the locker room, figure that out behind closed doors. You know, if you really have a big problem with Big Ben or with the way other guys are saying things to you and what the coaches are saying, figure that stuff out in the locker room. I think to get in front of a camera and start pointing fingers and to try to make something out of juju that wasn't necessarily there, move on. You've left the team. You got what you wanted. Let's all move on from it. So I think I have a lot more respect for Le'Veon Bell's situation than I do Antonio Brown.
Interesting. That makes a lot of sense. I agree with you. Le'Veon definitely, I think, may have handled it better. He felt this. He had a lot of the workload. He wanted to get paid for that as being one of the top running backs in the league. So before we get you out of here, I just had one more question regarding the Steelers. Recently, Ben Roethlisberger has kind of taken a little bit of the responsibility for some of the relationship, the way the relationship soured with Antonio Brown. Where do you see him in this equation as far as what part is his fault or what part could he have avoided?
I think, you know, when it comes out that two players have had such a beef between them where there's definitely been bad blood, you know, one player says something, another player says something, there's definitely been conflict between two elite level athletes. And I think that, you know, it'd be almost foolish to think that Big Ben didn't also play a part in this. You know, Antonio Brown definitely was the first to really make those waves in the media, and he was the first to really go crazy. And we were all like, all right, what are you doing? You're tweeting in the middle of the night. This is a little crazy. You know, Big Ben kind of sat back and almost looked like the victim in the situation. But then he came out and actually said, you know, I should have handled this differently. And I admire the way he's done that. I think, you know, you could have said it a little sooner. But yeah, I admire somebody who can own up to the fact that they also played a part in it, because I think it would be foolish to think that if there's that much bad blood between two athletes, it's not just one person. So I can appreciate the fact that he recognized that he also played a part in this big media spectacle. And I think that's what shows true character, you know, own up to it, apologize, move on from it.
I think Ben definitely played his cards as well, because he was able to get the fan base behind him, because he painted the picture the same way you said, that he was able to own up to his part. He allowed Antonio to kind of make a spectacle of the situation. Some people lean towards, okay, Antonio was telling the truth, but at the same time, he was so extreme with it that many people didn't really hear the message. All they saw was the messenger.
So exactly. All they saw was the tweets and the craziness, and, you know, Juju comes back and is like, hey, I've only looked up to you as a mentor, and you're clapping at me for something I've never done. I think everybody kind of saw the craziness of Antonio Brown and didn't really pull away the message he wanted. Ben let that die down and then said, I'm sorry.
Because Juju's such an innocent guy. He definitely probably should have left Juju out of it, but, you know, we'll see how it turns out. We'll see how the season goes for him.
Exactly. I mean, I would like to see them Super Bowl champions. Will it happen? We don't know.
Well, that being said, really quick, who wins the AFC North? You know, the Ravens won it last year. Everyone's talking about the Cleveland Browns and all their moves. Can the Steelers do it this year?
I think, honestly, at first everybody was saying, oh, you know, the Steelers are going to be the new Browns of the AFC North. And I'm thinking, in a way, it was easy to say that because we were losing all of our top talent. Now I think, you know, the Ravens got a couple good guys. I think that they're perfectly fine contenders. I really think the Browns are going to make giant waves, but I truly think that the Steelers are fine. They've got a Hall of Famer quarterback. They're bringing in talent from this recent draft who I think they made all the right moves. They're bringing in a bunch of young guys who are fantastic. They're going to learn from some of the greatest. We've got James Conner. We've got Juju. We've got Big Ben at the head of it all. I really think we'll be fine, and I honestly, as much as you might not want to hear it, I think the Browns are going to be the biggest contender against the Steelers, and it'll come down to the both of them.
Oh, yeah, I don't disagree with you. The Ravens got rid of all of the defense, so believe me, I'm not disagreeing with you at all. But it'll be fun to watch. I can't wait till NFL season. Christina, it's a blast having you on. Before we let you go,
this was awesome.
Social media information so people can follow you.
My Twitter is @C_Buswell. And Instagram is just Christina Buswell.
Thanks so much again to Christina for joining us on this show. And Ray, it's now time for sports around the nation, where you know we have to talk NBA playoffs. All eyes are on the Golden State Warriors, who will take on the Toronto Raptors. And who knows, Ray, we might just see an emotional Kawhi Leonard. I don't know. Maybe I'm being skeptical. Maybe I'm being hopeful. But saying all that to say, NBA Finals is here. The Toronto Raptors, as Christina mentioned earlier, their first NBA Finals appearance. But they're facing the Golden State Warriors, Ray, who have done it many, many times before. Let's talk game one. So KD is out. Can the Warriors still get this win against the Toronto Raptors that seem to be red hot right now, Ray?
I'm torn, I'm be honest with you, because I kind of want the Warriors to win without KD. I really want to see KD leave. I feel like it's time for him to move on. I like the way the Warriors play without him. Granted, they're not better without him, but I kind of like this team better, this version of the Warriors without KD. So I want to see, you know, I want to see
why you like it better. You got to break that down. Why do you like this better without KD?
I feel like KD holds the ball. That's just his game. Like, they move the ball. The ball is a lot more fluent, has a lot more energy with Draymond at the point. The way they run their offense is a lot. It's a lot more attractive. It's a sexier look than having KD at the elbow on the block, post up, everybody run through cuts. I just like this look of it better. It was more exciting. This is when the Warriors got into their fame, where they got their fame. They were moving the ball, flinging the ball up, shooting a lot of threes. This is how they were playing. Then when KD came, they became a little bit more of an isolation team. I just kind of like the older version a little bit better. That's all. It's nothing against KD as a player. He's still a great player, and they're obviously going to be better with him. But I do want to see the Warriors win without him so that he can feel like, you know what, maybe I should go somewhere else and do my own thing.
Yeah.
And I think another part that they're missing is going to be Boogie. Boogie's kind of healthy right now. Mm-hmm. He's looking to get back into it. So I'm be interested to see how Steve Kerr implements him into the rotation. Looney's been playing great. Are you going to take away Looney's minutes now to put Boogie back in? Boogie's a little slower than Looney. He can't necessarily run and keep up that same flow, that same energy as Looney. So I'm curious to see how that goes. But I still don't see Toronto winning. Toronto definitely, Kawhi's going to do his thing. But the bench players have been so inconsistent. Granted, they played well the last couple games. But is that going to travel to Golden State? We don't know. Toronto has been vulnerable at home as well. So it's a lot in question right there. I got the Warriors in six, maybe. Six if KD doesn't play. I got them in five if KD does play.
Nice. All right. Well, you touched on a lot of points there. I think one point you made very interesting is Boogie Cousins. I think, like you, I think Steve Kerr is still trying to figure out how to use him correctly in the rotation. I think when we have seen him come in, there have been glimpses of hope, but then there has also been some questions, and you talked about it. I mean, how will he be when he gets back in? And you talked about it. Will that mess up what they currently have going? And we talked about KD, and I've said this the whole time. The Warriors can win without KD. We all know that they did it before KD, and when KD leaves this summer in free agency, they'll do it after KD leaves. And I say this to say, I think the Warriors are going to be fine. I don't mind KD in that rotation. I do think the Warriors have stepped up their game with him out. But let's be honest, Ray. Like, again, it's an all-star team. And as much as I like the Raptors and what they did to the Bucks, you talked about the Raptors' bench being inconsistent, and that's a huge problem. You shut down Kawhi or Kyle Lowry has a bad night, Ray. It's over. It's done. And that's a problem. That's a problem. You have a Warriors team that's loaded, not only in their starters, but they have guys that can come off the bench. So I'm actually picking Warriors in five. But I for NBA, Ray, I want it to go six, maybe even seven, but I just know it won't.
I would prefer it to be a longer.
What did you say?
Yeah, I would definitely prefer it to be a longer series.
Yeah,
I definitely do not want to see Toronto win, though, because Drake is the most annoying thing. World.
We'll have endless Drake memes. What do you mean you don't want to see them win?
No. Can you imagine them winning and have to do that for an entire year worth?
Oh my gosh. He will party, yes, for probably an entire year in all of Canada. But the Raptors, I love it because I feel like we always know they have been a solid quality team. And then when Kawhi went there, you know, people had questions. But they did, I think, I'm going to say the impossible, the improbable. And here they are now in the NBA Finals when I think many had the Bucks over them. I think it's a learning experience for the Bucks, but I think also for the Raptors, it'll be a great experience for them to continue to mesh and continue to grow. And I say continue to watch out for the Raptors in the East. So all the action goes down. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm sorry. Let me ask you a question then. If LeBron never leaves the East to go to the Lakers, is Toronto in the Finals right now?
That's a good question. That's a great question. I would say it depends on what moves the Cavs would have made. We've seen Cleveland as of late, and we know that LeBron made players a lot better. But at the same time, LeBron is also special because he's also able to bring in great quality players like the Warriors are. So I don't know if I'd put the Raptors in the finals without LeBron, but I would say I still have them going far in the East. What about you?
I'm going to be truthful. If you think about that roster that the Cavs lost last year with, mind you, they still have Kevin Love. This is with a healthy Kevin Love. That team beats Toronto this year because if you think about it, their bench, they all cancel out each other. It would basically be LeBron versus Kawhi, but then LeBron still has Cleveland Love. And I would see Cleveland beating this Toronto.
Drake would have been getting in coach's ears, Ray. He would have been annoying the Cavs.
I guarantee you he wouldn't have got a ticket to the Cavaliers game in Cleveland. They have not sold him any tickets.
Oh, man, but that would be interesting. All the possibilities. What if LeBron went back to the East? We're not going to get into that, Ray. That's a whole nother show, But we know there's a lot of problems going on with the Lakers organization as of late. But switching it over, Ray, in basketball to the Wizards here in the Doing It Big in the DMV section. Ray, here in D.C., we are beginning to get restless because we are still without a team president. If you remember, Ray, it's been over 50 days. Since Ernie Grunfeld had got the axe, and he had been in Washington since 2003. Now the name Tommy Shepard, who's already here in Washington, Troy Weaver, who works for Oklahoma City, Danny Ferry, general manager in Cleveland and Atlanta, and now the interim GM in New Orleans, and Tim Connolly, who turned down Leontis's offer to remain team president in Denver. Go ahead and get your coins, Tim Connolly. But saying that to say, right now, Ray, there is a lot of rumors going around, right? They're saying that there's interest in Portland president Neil Oshley, but they didn't request permission to interview him. But saying that to say, the fate of the Washington Wizards, Ray, is still up in the air. It seems to be no clear front runner since Tim Connolly turned the job down. But saying that to say, who would you like to see take over the helm in Washington and hopefully turn this franchise around without a John Wall next season?
Truthfully, I've been working on my resume, and
Ray, let's see you in a suit in the front office.
It's time for that good old Georgetown degree to come in handy. I'm gonna give a call to Mr. Shepard. You know, he was a professor at Georgetown. We crossed paths a couple of times. I'm ready to submit that resume. Maybe I won't start off as the president or general manager. They can kind of groom me up to the position, but I'm ready. I'm here. I'm ready. I'm well-versed. I got a lot of experience in basketball, life, social media, whatever you need, I'd have it. So just go to my LinkedIn page, and you have all the information you need. But I'm ready.
I'm all for the plug, Ray. At this point, they might have to hire you because right now, Ray, they truly don't know what they want to do.
I'm serious.
There's a lot of work to be done in Washington, and you got that military experience, so I think you could get that locker room to the point where they need to be. We need to Washington just needs to change the culture, be quite honest and frank with you, Ray, especially knowing that they're going another whole season without John Wall and don't have a lot of cap space. A lot needs to change for the Wizards to be back. Beast in the East, so it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see. All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back with our closing segment. Stay tuned.
It's time to recognize those individuals that are doing good in the community and making a difference in the sports world. Without further ado, Kelsey presents this week's Do Good Sportsperson Award nominee.
Welcome back to Listen In with K&N, where it's now time for my Kelsey's Do Good segment of the week. This is, of course, the segment where we honor athletes and organizations doing well in the community because we all know athletes do not get enough love on the positive side of the media. And today I am honored to honor Lane Johnson. He is with the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, shout out to Philly. We sometimes give you guys love. He recently donated $500,000 to Kilgore College for construction of The Lane, which is basically a 3,800-square-foot athletic performance center. So I thought it was awesome that he's doing that. He has ties to East Texas, and he actually is a former person who went to Kilgore College, and he also played at Grovetown High School, so those in Texas know that. But, Ray, I'm all for athletes giving back. to where they once were. I'm all for the hometown love and making sure that you set it up for the future athletes. So I wanted to shout out Lane Johnson. I think it was a story in the media that wasn't spread as much, maybe just in the Philly media, but this is what we need more of, Ray, in the NFL. So what do you think about Lane's giving back?
I think that's dope. It's always cool to make it in your sport and then to kind of reach back and provide some guidance or some type of something, resources to people coming up behind you. Similar to what Steph Curry did, they went and built a gym back in his hometown. I think that's always a good thing. That's dope. That's something I would have did if I ever got famous.
You might still, right? There's still time. You're still young, forever young. We're going to see you giving back to your hometown roots up in New York. But Lane Johnson, I want to give him props and congrats. He said, I wanted to give back to one of the places that was pivotal for helping me with my success. I like that he credited it. After he went to Kilgore College, he went on to sign with the University of Oklahoma. And then if you remember the 2013 NFL draft, he was actually the number 4 overall pick by the Philadelphia Eagles. So Kilgore College put some work into him being one of the top draft picks. It's now time for my Woman Crush Everyday segment where, Ray, I have to give some love to WNBA players. Of course, the season just kicked off. So WNBA Twitter, shout out to you all. Y'all are holding it down. I've been very excited and impressed with this. It's the 23rd WNBA season, but I wanted to shout out Mercury stars Diana Taurasi and Brittany Griner and some other stars who basically, Ray, have been going on Twitter trolls. Those who say the WNBA isn't worth watching, that the girls can't dunk and all this other stuff. And they're really making sure that people know the sport and know what they're getting. So I had to shout them out, Ray, because again, I'm putting in another plug. Until you've been to a WNBA game, don't tell me how it is. It's one of the best experiences. And if you really like fundamental team basketball, you got to go out and support the ladies of the WNBA. Ray, tell me why they are your woman crush every day.
I mean, Diana Taurasi is a living legend, so you can never say nothing crazy about her. Like, she's probably one of the greatest basketball players of all time, not just female basketball players. Diana Taurasi is a legend, so you can just check her resume going all the way back to college. Like, she's always been that one.
Did she cross you up, Ray?
No, she's never crossed me. Yeah, she probably would. And she'd probably guard me 100 feet up the court, or 90 feet up the court. So she was always a great player. You can't say nothing about her. And then for somebody to say something about they don't dunk, Brittany Griner obviously is one of the main dunkers in the WNBA. So that was kind of, which is weird. Like, I don't know, if you don't like watching the games, just don't say nothing about it. You don't have to spread negativity about it. It's actually
that's
pretty
what Twitter fingers do, Ray. People feel bigger behind the keyboard.
Yeah, I never understood that. To me, that was always kind of whack, but whatever. People going to do what they need to do.
That's true. WNBA is still going again. Their 23rd season, so don't discredit it. All right, this was a fun show. Thanks again to Christina Bushwell for joining us on this show. We had a blast with her. Definitely will have to have her come back. Ray was really trying to grill her with the Steelers stuff, but I guess because his Giants won't be doing anything this season. But to those fans listening,
I wasn't trying to grill her. It was just she was giving interesting conversation as far as, like, because it's very rare that you actually get to hear from a Steelers fan that's in the industry, but also, you know, has an actual passion for the sport. And, you know, Steelers fans usually die hard. So I really wanted to get her perspective, like, how do you feel about those particular players, because they were the two best players on the team. And then I also wanted to hear her thoughts on Ben, because a lot of people seem to be giving Ben a pass. But Ben obviously had to have some type of influence in the situation. Mm-hmm. You know, quarterbacks are held to the higher standard on the team. And they have a lot of power. So he had to have some input in this at all.
Yeah.
In some ways.
No,
I mean,
that's a good point.
She's a Steelers fan. I'll get tired of hearing you talk about the Ravens all the time. So.
Oh, man. That's what it was. He just wanted me to talk about the Ravens. But I will say one thing. I wish we could have asked her, but we had to let her go. But we're all talking about Big Ben. But we talked about Brady and how he seems like he can go on forever because he's drinking from the fountain of youth. But for Big Ben, it's more questions about it. I think maybe if you're a Steelers fan, you're like, oh, Big Ben's still fine. He can keep going. But I think everyone else kind of around the league is saying, you know, Big Ben, yes, he's a great quarterback, but how much longer does he truly have at the helm? And I think that question is going to continue to be asked, and I think a lot of eyes will be on him this season with the Pittsburgh Steelers. All right, for everyone listening, that's a wrap for this edition of Listen In with K&N. I hope you had fun, learned something, and of course jumped in on the K&N bandwagon. I hope you all had a great Memorial Day holiday weekend, and of course be sure to listen in to each and every show, each and every week that drops online at FoxSports1340AM.com and KelseyNicoleNelson.com. If that's not enough, the show is available on your phones by downloading iTunes and or Google Play for the Android users. Be sure to subscribe, rate, and review. Your feedback and support matter. Until next week, enjoy the sports world. Smile, and don't take your fantasy sports too seriously, because there's always another play.
Follow Kelsey on Twitter at TheRealKNelson. You've been listening to Listen In with KNN on AM 1340 and 96.9 FM Fox Sports Radio.